Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Maura Healey celebrated her inauguration last night, hours after she was sworn in as the 73rd governor of Massachusetts. The former state attorney general made history, becoming the Commonwealth's first elected female governor and one of the country's first openly gay governors. At the state house, Healey delivered an optimistic inaugural address, even as she outlined big challenges facing the state. Then it was on to the inauguration party at TD Garden. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Governor Healey celebrated at TD Garden, home of the Boston Celtics, for a reason. Healey played professional basketball, and her running mate, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, played in college. And Healey often stresses the importance of teamwork, as she did last night.
Kim and I are going to work our butts off, as we did a long time ago on basketball courts, for the health and well-being, the prosperity, the future of this great state.
I think this song's relevant to your state, because you guys went and elected a hellraiser.
Singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile, a favorite of Healey's, headlined last night's event.
I've been down with a broken heart since the day I learned to speak. The devil gave me a crooked sword when he gave me crooked feet.
Hundreds of people turned out, including Will Flanagan from Fall River, who called yesterday a historic day for the Commonwealth.
To see a female governor and lieutenant governor, it's an inspiration for all the little girls across the Commonwealth that they could be inspired and aspire to be governor or lieutenant governor one day.
Liz Souza, also from Fall River and who has three daughters, agrees and says Healey sets a great example.
She has kind of set the stage for my daughters and other girls who aspire to run for politics and pursue any profession, do anything in life.
Earlier in the day, after she was sworn in as governor at the State House, Healey received a standing ovation from Beacon Hill lawmakers that went on and on.
Members of the legislature.
And on and on.
You're not going to let me start, are you?
After more than a minute and a half, they finally did. Healey laid out a hopeful vision looking back at the state's history. She said Massachusetts began with a spark of revolution, which was followed by a series of firsts. The first public library, the first railroad and subway, even the first basketball game, and more.
We were the first to guarantee that health care is universal. And 20 years later, that love is too.
I stand before you, Healey said, representing another historic first. Healey was also blunt about the challenges facing Massachusetts, which she said are forcing too many people to leave the state.
We have untold wealth in the Commonwealth, but record public revenue does little good when families can't pay the rent, buy a home, heat their home, or pay for childcare.
Healey laid out a number of priorities to make the state more affordable. She promised to build more housing, deliver help to first-time homebuyers, and expand tax deductions to help renters. All this would be overseen by a new Secretary of Housing. She also proposed tax relief for families in the form of child tax credits and a free community college program. And she pledged to tackle an issue that bedeviled her predecessor, Charlie Baker, the beleaguered MBTA.
Let's acknowledge that we can't have a functioning economy without a functioning T.
A scathing federal report found the T, which has been plagued by chronic delays and deadly accidents, falls badly short on safety, staffing, planning, and maintenance. Healey promised to appoint a safety chief to inspect the system top to bottom and says her top priority is to fix a staffing shortage.
My first budget will include funding to hire 1,000 additional workers focused on the operation of the MBTA, and I want to get that done in the first year of my administration.
Healey also pledged to take action on the climate crisis, which poses a particular threat to coastal cities like Boston. She said she'll create the country's first cabinet-level climate chief, and she wants to invest in a so-called climate corridor stretching across the state that would focus on research, innovation, and clean technologies.
We can protect our climate and create jobs It's not too late to do either. It's urgent that we do both. And I believe Massachusetts can and will lead the world.
Healy describes herself as an optimist, and yesterday that side of her was on full display. She said, "Where others may see hopelessness and resignation, I see unparalleled opportunity." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.